And as you may already know, your car doesn't always get as many miles to the gallon as the sticker advertises, but those stickers are about to become more accurate. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on what the EPA will be sticking on your new car.
It's been more than 20 years since the Environmental Protection Agency updated its fuel economy test methods. And as Bill Wareham, a senior EPA official, puts it, things have changed, so the testing had to change as well.
The previous method didn't assume that people would run their air conditioners at all. And when you run your air conditioner, it takes power from the engine and reduces your fuel efficiency. So one of the improvements and one of the important improvements we made in the test method is to require the air conditioner to be run for a period of time during the test.
EPA will also factor in higher speed driving, more aggressive accelerations, and driving in cold temperatures. The result? Generally lower fuel economy numbers. Expect city driving figures to drop 10% to 20%, highway numbers to fall 5% to 15%. Along with the new calculations will come new stickers that are easier to read and contain more information.
What EPA has put out is a good first step that should, on average, help to close the gap between their numbers and what consumers are getting in the real world.
But Don McKenzie of the Union of Concerned Scientists adds that EPA needs to go further, collecting additional data about how Americans drive and creating more sophisticated fuel economy tests. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.